different every time.
A little bit, yeah.
Scott Vanderwall, president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau. We're in East Central South Dakota, about 8 miles west of Brookings, South Dakota.
Scott, tell me a little bit about what interests South Dakota Farm Bureau members as far as policy is concerned.
I think one of the top things that members are concerned about at this point is the Farm Bill, or lack thereof. Right now, with the fiscal cliff bill, Congress basically kicked it down the road and extended it for 1 year. But farmers are looking for certainty as we do our budgets for the next few years and do planning ahead. Bankers want that information more than 1 year at a time now. And so we're telling Congress we need to get a five-year Farm Bill passed and give us some certainty out there so we know where we're going. Crop insurance, a good sound crop insurance program would be number one on the list for that, for our farmers.
Does the policy, or did the discussion about the policy change because of the extension of the Farm Bill?
I really don't think so. We've got our policy in place that we had for the last discussion that took place, and I think things were pretty close to being hammered out as far as that goes in Congress. So I would not be in favor of changing it to a major extent. Because that would be very disruptive in the process.
Let's talk about water issues, because as that Missouri flows down the hill a little bit, there are some people that are concerned about what's happening on the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. What is the stance of South Dakota Farm Bureau members as far as the Missouri River flows are concerned, and what the Corps of Engineers can do about it?
Yeah, that's really a double-edged sword, because when you look at the economic numbers that the economists put out, if the barges have to stop on the Mississippi River and we can't load our corn and soybeans and wheat on the barges and get them exported, the number of jobs that would be lost, at least temporarily, the basis could get all out of whack because of the inability to ship those products out, could be tremendous hit on agriculture. The other side of that is the water has to come from somewhere, and basically it's in South Dakota from behind the dams in the reservoirs. And we need that water in South Dakota also for irrigation purposes, for drinking for some of the towns and cities that are along there. So it's really a situation where you have to balance it. And supposedly the Corps of Engineers does that through their master manual and the way they manage it. I'm not sure anybody tells them what to do. It's basically based on that manual, and that's the way they do it. But it's just almost impossible to understand or believe that a year and a half ago our capital city almost floated away and we couldn't get rid of the water fast enough, and now we're concerned about the low levels in the dams again and needing to hang on to it.
So the fiscal cliff, even though it was averted or partially gone over by the end of the year, it's facing people once again.
It really is, and agriculture has been part of the discussion as we talk about the debt and cutting federal spending. And we've said, treat us fairly. Let's cut a whole bunch of things. We got to get this thing under control. Cut us the same as everybody else, but treat us fairly. Now, that didn't happen in the fiscal cliff bill. They raised taxes on wealthy people. They did a whole bunch of things. We got some things we wanted, like the estate tax, kept the $5 million exemptions and things like that. But they didn't do anything about cutting spending. And as we go into the debt ceiling talks, that's the leverage that needs to be used to get some budget cutting done, because we can't continue to borrow 40% of every dollar that we spend in this country from China. We're going to plunge ourselves into a situation where we can't pay the interest on our debt, and we'll become a third world nation that can't pay its bills.